and welcome to KUMD. Well, there is a fun program taking place at the library beginning about 3:45 this afternoon, and Leah Blackwell of the library is in to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Leah, good morning.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things that folks may have noticed is this idea of all of these different reading programs for kids, mm-hmm. and one of the things that works so well for kids, I volunteer at Animal Allies, and they do that up at Animal Allies where they have kids come in and read to the animals. And there's a lot of different ways of involving kids and the community in reading to really help build skills and also to help kids get over the idea of maybe being a little bit embarrassed about reading out loud and just it's important to read. Well, you brought in the big guns. The police are enforcing reading now. Is that how this is going?
Yeah, that's right.
No, this sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we started Squad Car Storytime in 2014. And it was actually the Duluth Police Department that reached out to the library wanting to get this program going. So they were really excited about just having that positive experience early on with kids. And, just encouraging them to read. So we do that every other week. And it's just great to see leaders in the community reading, kind of like you said, having that role model and just showing that books and reading are important to adults, and having that that modeling is just really important.
Well, I found that as a parent, it worked very well to say to my daughter, "Go away, don't bug me, I'm reading." but there are probably better ways, perhaps, also to do that. So, on a normal every other Wednesday, how does the squad car story time work? Do you pile all the kids in the back of the squad car, kind of like a clown car?
Yeah, it's a little misleading with the title. Actually, we just have an officer come to the library and read to the kids. We've only actually taken the kids out to the squad car a couple of times. Usually when we have a bigger group, it's easier to just have the officer kind of read some stories, and then they'll do kind of some question and answer, talk about what, you know, their day, what they do as a police officer, maybe talk about their uniform and equipment. So it's not really with a squad car usually. But yeah, today there's
no squad car either. I got news for you, no squad car either. Now, you've got the gorgeous library plaza,
yes.
And it's covered. And it's decorative, and it has a little stage, and it's just such a wonderful space, especially it's going to be warm today. That space with all the concrete and the shade stays cool. Talk about the special squad cars today.
We're very excited. Our squad cars are actually beautiful horses. They're bringing the Duluth Police Department's mounted unit is going to be with us today telling some stories. So we'll have either Maggie, Rocky, Jimmy, or Ranger. Those are our police horses serving the city. I'm not sure which two we'll have. But yeah, they're coming out with Officer Lindbergh and Officer Mattson, who are wonderful. And this is our second one. So we've been through the trial, you know, first of all. And it was great. It was just fabulous. So they're going to tell some stories today and then let the kids interact with the horses a bit. They'll get to meet the horses and pet them. And the horses have their own trading cards, actually. It's pretty great. You can collect
trading cards. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do grown-ups get them?
oh, you can come. Yeah, grown-ups can come, too.
Okay,
So they'll get a trading card. It's great. They have the picture of the horse, and then on the back we'll have some interesting facts about what they like and everything. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, what fun. That is going to be fun for kids. Will the kids actually have the opportunity to read with the horses the way they do in some of these programs, or is it just mainly... I mean, who would want to sit quietly and read to a horse if you could pet his nose?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we actually have the officers reading to the children.
Okay.
So we were lucky enough to find some picture books that feature police horses.
Fantastic.
Can you believe that? I know.
Yes.
So they get to read a little story about a police horse, and then they get to meet a police horse, so it's a lot of fun. And then the officers will actually do a little Q&A there, too, with the kids if they have any questions about what the horses do and that kind of thing.
Now, you said that you've done this once before,
yes.
And I have to wonder if when there is the Q&A, if the grown-ups start popping in with their questions. Because I guess I can think about a whole bunch of questions right now off the top of my head that I'm really really interested in finding out more about that part of the program.
Yeah, I had my own little session there, Q&A, because it's very interesting what they do. But for the most part, the adults let the kids ask the questions. And then after the stories, each child gets to come up and pet the horse and talk to the officer, you might have the parent or caregiver there asking some questions, too.
It's a wonderful program. Well, it's wonderful to have police horses. I mean, that is a wonderful way to build rapport.
Yes.
Because animals can do that. People get involved with the animal and want to interact with the animal, and before they know it, they're actually accidentally having a conversation with a human being.
Absolutely.
And how much fun to bring the police horses today. Have you had the police dogs be a part of the squad car sessions yet?
You know, not that I'm aware of. I only started back in September, but I haven't heard of that happening. That is a good idea and something that we've thought about in the past.
They do demonstrations frequently, and I can't think of the name of the officer right now. I'm surprised I don't remember the name of this dog, but he has done a number of public presentations, and they're so generous with their outreach at the police department.
It's really great. Yeah, we're really lucky to be served by such compassionate people who really care for the community.
So that's wonderful. Well, Leah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's this afternoon at 3:45 at Public Library Plaza. If you're an adult, stand in the back, wait your turn. Don't hog the trading cards. Don't hog the question time. It'll be difficult, but try to exercise a little bit of restraint. And if you're a kid who loves horses, begin badgering your parents now. This is where you want to be this afternoon at 3:45. Leah, thanks so much for joining
us
this
morning.
Thanks
for having me, Lisa.
What fun. This morning, Leah Blackwell, our guest from the Duluth Public Library. They're going to have squad car story time. No squad cars, just police horses. And maybe ask about the possibility of, have they ever had to handcuff anybody and throw them on the back of a police horse? That could be fascinating. The squad car story time takes place at the Duluth Public Library Plaza at 3:45 this afternoon.